September 20th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. The word love gets thrown around in all different ways. We say we love our children, and then in the next breath, we'll say we love pizza. Well, obviously there's a difference. But when it comes to Christians loving one another, it could be that many are confused by what that actually means. We're looking at 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8 today. This is what the Word of God says, starting at verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. And when we read this, we can't help but go back one chapter to 1 John 3, verse 16, which reads like this: by this we know love, that he, talking about Christ, laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. In his book, A Quest for Godliness, The Puritan Vision of the Christian Life, J.I. Packer writes about a guy named Richard Greenham. He was an English Puritan, a pastoral pioneer, was incumbent of Dry Drayton, 7 miles from Cambridge, from 1570 to 1590. He worked extremely hard. He rose daily at 4 a.m, and each Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, he preached a sermon at daybreak to catch his flock before they dispersed into the fields. Then on Sunday, he preached twice, and in addition, catechized the children of the parish each Sunday evening and Thursday morning. Mornings he studied, afternoons he visited the sick, or walked out into the fields to confer with his neighbors as they were plowing. In his preaching, Henry Holland, his biographer, tells us he was so earnest and took such extraordinary pains that his shirt would usually be as wet with sweating as if it had been drenched with water. In a letter to his bishop, he described his ministry as preaching Christ crucified unto myself and country people. Yet for all his godliness, insight, evangelical message, and hard work, his ministry was virtually fruitless. Others outside his parish were blessed through him, but not his own people. Greenham had pastures green, but flocks full lean, was a little rhyme that went around among the godly. He said to his successor, I perceive no good wrought by my ministry on any but one family. In rural England in Greenham's day, there was much fallow ground to be broken up. It was a time for sowing, but the reaping time was still in the future. All right, here was a man who spent his life sowing the seed, breaking up the hard ground, and yet never saw the harvest. The harvest came eventually in rural England, and it was under Puritan preachers such as Richard Fairclough and Richard Baxter, but this man never saw it. Greenham was a man who could have had a very respectful career, could have written books and had a promising future, but instead he traded in all of that in order to labor in loving a people who did not respect him, who did not appreciate him. But he loved them enough to put his agenda aside and give himself for the least of these. With the glory of God as his aim, he did not live for the approval and honor of man. And so we have in the life of the Puritan Richard Greenham a wonderful example of a man who knows God. Whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. 1 John 4:7. Now here's what I want to ask. How can we sacrifice for the love of others? Think about this. Think about people you know, people who you like, people you don't like, people who appreciate you, people who don't appreciate or respect you. What are some ways that you can unconditionally love them both? By this, we know love, that Jesus laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. How can we put our agenda aside, and maybe we don't attain the accolades of man, but we pursue instead far greater riches? It is a worthy cause. Let us bear the mark of a Christian. Let us labor in sacrificial love, and in so doing, make much of the name of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Day.